ask many questions tonight. So, but we will go into roll call.
Ross Davis.
I'm here.
Bill Ray.
Here.
Yvonne Cruz. Christina.
Present.
David Gibbous.
Present.
Simon Ponder.
Here.
Tanya Walker.
Here.
Wonderful.
Yep.
We can go into a consideration of minutes. Do we need to just go by October and then December? Can we just do both at the same time?
You could do them one at a time or both at a time. It's your choice.
I make a motion that we accept the October and December minutes as presented.
So moved. Second.
I call for a vote.
Vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Wonderful.
Motion clear.
Motion clears. The minutes are approved there. Do we have any public visitors today wishing to speak?
No.
Negative.
Negative. Any or other persons willing to appear?
Willing or wishing?
Wishing. Wishing.
I mean, I'm willing to.
We got your spot down there, though.
Yeah, good point.
All right, we'll go ahead and unfinished business then.
Okay, so skate park, I'll keep it brief. There is a public meeting scheduled for January 26th at 5:30 at Ocala Golf Club. They're going to unveil the conceptual plan. I don't know if they're... We'll take some public comments, but for the most part, we're feeling like we've done that at two public meetings already. So
there's a copy of that too in their attachments for Kathy.
The invite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not the plan.
Nope. No, I don't have a final plan.
You have
plan
to attend
yet
to see the plan.
I did see a plan, but I sent it back for revisions. I could, if you all would like, when I get the next version of it, I could have that emailed to you so that you have it before that meeting.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Don't let me forget that, Vicki.
Okay.
But please do come out, and especially if you haven't seen the prior draft at the last meeting. They did finish the geotechnical work and determined that they had to adjust the deep bowl just slightly, but otherwise perfect location. They finished a tree survey, so there are a few trees that will have to get removed, but nothing significant. So once we get this done, then we will go into the fundraising stage, and I haven't quite worked out how that's going to work. We have quite a bit of fundraising going on for other projects, so I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to fit that in without inundating everybody we know. And that's it on that.
Looking back at these, do we need to raise 200,000, or excuse me, 600,000 on top of the city's 200?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be probably about $800,000.
Okay.
They'll be able to, once they finalize this concept plan, they'll be able to run better numbers, okay, but they feel like it's still close to that. And that doesn't count the parking lot, which we would fund, the city would fund, or we would want to build some kind of restrooms there. And then it also didn't include lighting. So have to address that part of it.
Are there PLAC funds for that?
Maybe. Well, not PLAC funds, but maybe FERDAP funds. If the county puts out a bond, which they may do in a couple years for parks and recreation, similar to the...
Really?
You would get a portion of that.
Then they would possibly help fund it. Okay. It's not guaranteed that we'd get a portion of it, but...
Well, if we need it underwritten.
Yeah. So.
Can we still put that thing on? You remember we used to put on the utility bills that the... Mm-hmm. Like the extra money you could do, can we still do that?
Yeah, we never really collected anything. It wasn't very successful. Oh. And so many people just pay their bills automatically online now.
Oh, yep, all right.
And the ones that don't aren't donating money, they're having a hard time, a lot of them keeping the power on, so it's not a...
So let's just take their power and relocate it.
Yeah.
I don't, well, or know, the heads and beds tax, will we bring any?
No.
No? Okay.
So,
we could sell engagement rings.
We're gonna develop a fundraising plan. It's just, I just haven't quite gotten there yet on what I want the approach to be. There, I mean, we've been contacted by people who want to help. You just don't really hear to the extent and what that really means until you get to that point.
Right. It's a shame one of them isn't spearheading it. Yeah.
After we get the concept plan, we'll have the graphic that we'll be able to use to for people to even understand what it might look like. So.
Fort King.
We are moving ahead with that project. The fort will be constructed by May of 2017. That is just the outside palisade walls and the two opposing block houses that sit on the corners of that wall. We're not building the internal structures right now. Fort King Heritage Association is entering their fundraising stage to help us raise the local match for that grant. So they're trying to raise $100,000 to $120,000 for that project, and then we have the grant of almost $300,000, and the rest will be a match. So, and then we have just finalized the master plan for the entire site. We'll have one more community meeting on that, probably the first or second week in February. We'll get you all the date for that. Once we do that, and then get past this fort project, that group will enter into a capital fundraising campaign to raise the funds, and we haven't quantified what that looks like. It'll be millions of dollars, though, to build that project out. So, but we have a nonprofit organization that'll help us with that. That's the good news. So that's really exciting, by the way. If you haven't been out there recently, there's not a whole lot different to look at this point, but just the enthusiasm of the people involved as they're finally seeing something move forward, it's a big deal. And you want me to go into this? Okay, I gave you all a draft, and it's pretty close to final. I I'm not gonna really go through this right now. I want you all to go read it. I'll probably be tweaking it, but I figured I could tweak this to death for years and years, and y'all will never see it. I do want to say that the things that you see highlighted green are forms that I still need to develop. Some I have developed, but I haven't quite gotten there. And then the blue, when you get in here in blue, those are things that I think my staff and I need to look at and just evaluate a little more, the impact that it might have on some of these organizations, and then just providing some additional information. So. Look through it, and then if you could, you can either send me your comments, send them to Vicki or Michelle, or we could set some time aside at the next meeting to go through this however you prefer to handle it. And hopefully within the next month, I'll get some time to develop some of these forms. And we'll go from there. The guinea pig organization is going to be Big Sun News Soccer, just because we feel like this is probably the way we have this written is going to have the biggest impact on them financially. And so if there's any tweaking need to be done, we know it needs to be done with that organization because they use their facility almost year-round. And because it's your fees are based on a pro rata share of the total cost, they're going to be the ones that are going to see the highest fees. We got to know that those are reasonable. And so if we apply it to them and it's off the chain unreasonable, then we know we got to tweak it. So that's why we're going to use them as our guinea pigs.
To the board, I think the best way to handle that would be to forward all your comments regarding the agreement to Michelle or myself. We'll compile everybody's comments, and we'll put on the agenda item for next month for February 11th meeting.
Yeah,
and then we'll set aside time to discuss it.
Yeah, and if you get me, if I have the comments, I mean, if you can get them to us like a week before the meeting, then I can have time to talk through it with staff, see if it's something we need to incorporate, or if we have reasons we don't want to that we need more discussion. then we know which things we need to discuss. And if you guys think that's not enough time, we can wait and do that discussion a month after that. I mean, I realize it's taken me about 10 years to develop it, so I could probably give you more than 1 week to review it. So whatever your preference is.
New business.
Well, I actually should have moved that to probably unfinished business. But there's, because we did talk about this at the last meeting. There's nothing new to report at this point. The Poinciana Heights group has, they didn't have a meeting, right? Ari, they didn't have a meeting last month. And I think they're not meeting this month.
Don't meet this month, meet next month.
Okay, so we don't have, just for those of you who weren't here, they're looking at renaming this and making it more of a park as opposed to just a walking trail. So I know they're in there now putting lighting in on that trail, so it'll be lit until probably 8 o'clock at night, I think is what we decided. We did put a sculpture in over there. We have the exercise equipment. And so we're looking for suggestions on renaming of the park. So when you're out and about and you're talking to people, if anyone has suggestions, you can submit them to us. And our thought was whatever the final recommendation was would come back through you all before we advance it to council. And I think that's what John Zobler wanted. That's why he had us bring it here in the first place. So.
Okay, now just to be clear, the recommendations come here for the naming of the park.
Right. So whatever, and I don't know we're not real sure who's even driving all this. So in terms of if there's somebody collecting these names, but they're looking for you all to reach out to. When you're talking to people out in the community and asking if they have suggestions, they just don't think it needs to be named Thompson's Bowl.
I don't disagree.
Really? Attention. Attention.
Let's find out from John who's vetting this.
Okay.
Do they want all recommendations to come here and this group will vet them? Or do they want, is somebody else vetting this and they're going to just submit a final recommendation on why and why they think that's appropriate for this board to agree or not agree with?
How have we named other groups?
Sometimes when we've vetted these things, and I've seen them in Ocala in particularly, well, then the group just goes around the board that made all the recommendations, and we do them, then they'll go right to council and bring it up at the same bloody meeting. And
right. I mean, the bottom line is whatever this board does, it's going to be a recommendation to city council. So if there's a reason the board doesn't agree with whatever name they come up with, then you all will prepare a statement and you can come there and say, here's what we recommend and here's why, and here's why we don't. You know, I don't know that we'll get there. It just depends on, but I don't know what they're going to come up with.
Where did the Thompson come from?
A previous property owner.
And you were here last.
But there's no commitment. There's no like deed restriction that it has to be
right.
named that.
Okay.
And the spelling, as we understand it, the spelling isn't even correct.
All right.
For the love of Pete.
To reach out
well, it's
to the
Thompson.
West of
what are we
it's
doing?
It's Thompson, we're loving.
It's not even spelled right.
Like the name Thompson's Bowl, I understand that's not even the Thompson that owned the property before
it didn't even spell it that way. Wow.
But
how have we named other parks? I mean, there's a Ritter, like Ritterhof. How did that park get
usually
named?
Usually someone from the community comes forward and wants to, like, Todd Prosser Park, his family came through and wanted a park named after him, and I forget what that one was called before, but, and so they made I think it was a $10,000 donation to the city and to have that park named after him. So sometimes and there's
but this
a story
is now the city is asking for a change.
I don't know.
Across the street from Clark,
like, I don't know
is what you're talking
Ritterhof,
about.
Yeah.
It was called Duck Pond.
Yeah.
Right, the Duck Pond on 17th. That's exactly
like
what it was called.
Gant. you know, that's named after Jeremy Gant, who was a former Parks. So eventually, one of these is going to be named the Kathy Crow
Award. There we go.
It's the Gene Edwards Building.
Yeah. Kathy Crow Bowl.
The Kathy Crow Bowl.
I don't think he got one.
No, I didn't like it.
So they want it named after a person or?
Not necessarily.
Person, place, or thing.
But it's going to be more than a walking park.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of room to do much there. It's a retention area. But
we're seeing a lot of things happen with retention areas.
Tuscola Park was a dumping ground in
Tuscola, the one that's down there on the corner of
Nature Park.
No, I know which one you're talking about, 38th. And yeah. That's one you always talk about, right?
I do. Well, I mean, everyone, it just started developing at the same time, and people started using it as a walking trail, and there wasn't even a path around it.
Right.
And then now it's taken on, and you go by there every day, and you'll see multiple people. And now they want to do it and have at the other end where there's a couple of ponds. All those ones on 31st where we got the big fences around the communities in there. Why don't we have trials around these too?
Wow.
I was like, well, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I hate those fences.
I can tell you the new ones that build public, if it's in a neighborhood, Public Works puts a trail around it.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. We don't have a bunch of fenced in barbed wire
throwaways
in the ground. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Throwaways.
It's like a half squeak out staff report and half pause staff. We'll go into staff report.
Our chairman's going through puberty.
Yeah. It's been a tough start to the year. Finally.
From a park standpoint, I'll just.
Thank you for that.
You want to report the parks?
I've got a couple things just to follow up as far as the trees. At William Bryant,
yes.
Staff has been out there to assess, clean up the trail, and we are assessing those trees to see if we can remove them.
Okay. And they would go back in and plant something else in that vicinity, but farther away from the trail, and that doesn't drop fruit.
Yeah, I just got an email this afternoon, just trying to get confirmation on the type of trees, and that'll determine if we can.
Somebody came out because they blew the trails off.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first, but they actually blew the trail off, and everybody noticed it.
Good.
Everybody noticed.
Okay, good. Well, they're on it.
What type of fruit do they have that they're dropping?
I think it's persimmons. Yeah, I call it a fruit.
Oh, it's stone fruit. Yeah. But the little wild ones?
Yeah, stepping on those and walking the trail don't go together.
Oh, you kind of slide.
Yes. I'm surprised we haven't had an injury.
Just some updates as far as staff. We sent three staff members to ranger training this year, and that's a week-long training in North Carolina. So they're back and full of new knowledge. Another crew, our turf maintenance, they went to a workshop in Orlando, day-long workshop. So other than that, really recovering from the holidays, disassembling the skating rink, which we have to determine where we're going to put next year because we do have the construction projects, which is going to impact where we locate that, and as well as other events. So we're going to have to get creative with any suggestions. We welcome it.
And top floor of the parking garage isn't flying, so.
Well, you would be flying.
Okay.
That's
Irie.
Okay. During the Christmas holidays, Raven Florence did a party for the youth at the E.D. Krosky Center in Lillian Bryant. He provided gift certificates and goodie bags and had a pizza party for 29 youth. You know, that was his memo in football in his professional days. So he did provide that. I think the gift what you call them, cards? Gift cards?
Gift cards.
Mm-hmm. Those gift cards was $50 or more. But anyway, everybody had a great time. We had Santa out, we had the Grinch out, we had Mrs. Claus out, you know. So they had a great time. Real quickly, 2 weeks ago, we had a volleyball tournament there at the Krosky Center on a Sunday afternoon. Well, it was actually all day. We had five teams participating. I think that was great. That's a like a first time that we actually have done that. But anyway, it was great.
Soccer.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought it was indoor soccer. And there was quite a few people out. That was kind of surprising to me, too. I mean, it was a Sunday. It was kind of dense kind of day. But they probably had 200-plus people in attendance during the course of the day. So I thought that went over great for our first time doing that. We also have a program going on at the Krosky Center on Saturdays. It's for individuals with disabilities. A program where people come out and participate in various activities, and you know, you kind of have the one-on-one, two-on-two, or whatever with the and the ages was 2 years old to indefinite. So what I'm saying is, you might have a 60-year-old person there, you know, with disabilities, and they in the I'm going to call them instructors, work with them and things like that to get them to be able to do various activities. We kicked off the community garden. You know, we've been talking about it for right at 3 years, I imagine. But we really had a great time last Saturday building our garden beds and providing the various components that go with it. I think everybody that was associated with it really appreciated being there, the volunteers. And I'm telling you people, we probably had 75 or better volunteers. Not even talking about the 25 beds that we built. And like I said, everybody enjoyed it. And that just stayed one. You know, now that we've got it started, it's keeping it going. And doing more, you know. Right now I have five. I had four today when I talked to you. Another lady came by with a check. Yeah. We got five people warm beds right now that we don't have, and we're planning on doing another bill the last week of March. So we're getting ready for the spring garden, and we want to add 25 more beds if we are able to do it. Catherine will get me $2, and the health department get me $3. We ought to be able to do that.
And so the beds were built and they were planted. So tell them a little bit about some of your sponsors.
Okay. That program. Well, we have some good sponsors. One is Spa Building Supply, of Spa Building Materials. And I just want to tell you this because it's important to me. The fencing that we haven't put up as of yet costs $2,900, but we're only paying $506 for it. Home Depot provided probably $2,000 worth of plants, weed cloth, three pallets of the good soil, not the top soil. And at the end of the garden building, looked like we was gonna be short some boards. The guy went to Home Depot and got us the boards to finish the last four beds. You know, I mean, just like went and got it and come back. But they had agreed to do $500 worth, and they done way more than that. The health department is a partner of ours. They invested more than $5,000 into the garden. And we do have other partners and sponsors. The Habitat for Humanities built us a shed. Vernon is sitting on the pad, and it's working out great. So we have material, we have tools that we store in the shed. And I would tell you how all of this worked, but we ain't got that much time, so we'll stop right now.
Good job, though. It was a great event. It's good to see everybody
out. We've got plants in the ground.
Yes, sir.
We should have carrots by the next board meeting.
And we made a call, just so that you know, we made a call Monday to all the different people that had the bids, basically, and said, hey, now, that's your bed. Don't forget, it's going to freeze tonight. Yeah. So I went out the next morning about 7:30, you know, and I'm looking at these beds. And, you know, the little plants were still standing up strong. That was 7:30, and I had to go back out there about 9 to meet the pull-a-let man. And I've been doggone if three or four people hadn't came out there and covered their beds. And one of them had little glass jaws and stuff over the plant. Oh, man, what'd that do? That's
awesome. I think that was Sarah Damien.
That was Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, if Sarah did it, it must be right. Did you put glass jars over ours?
No.
Did you let our plants freeze?
They don't. Say that again.
Did you let our plants freeze?
No, they look good. They still look all right. They haven't dropped down.
That's why you plant a, you know, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage,
strawberries.
And those are the plants that we planted. Yeah. So that you know, we did the winter garden. So.
Okay.
You
want to talk about MLK event,
Ryan? Well, the MLK event started last Saturday. There's five different events. We have four upcoming. The prayer breakfast is this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at the E.D. Kroski Center. And I do have some tickets out there, you know, and I need for y'all to purchase a ticket from me. $10 for breakfast, a good breakfast. And if you don't come, that's on you. For the $10
special
toward scholarships. Okay. Secondly, at 12 noon on the same Saturday, the 16th, at the MLK Memorial, we will have what is called a reef land. And yeah, I know y'all know what that is. In the veteran pod, we do that all the time. So anyway, that's at 12 noon. And we do have some activities. We have some youth groups that come down and sing and dance and stuff. It's about a 40-minute activity. And on Sunday, the ecumenical service is at Greater Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church at 7 p.m. And on Monday morning, we have the march. Starts at 9 o'clock from the square to MLK Recreation Complex. At 10 o'clock, we have the day in the park from 10 to 2. 3 o'clock. Whole lot of activities, whole lot of fun that we had, whole lot of memories, whole lot of, you know.
Work.
Have you heard anything from the city on them getting, because I remember we were working with the Linear Park to go from the square
right.
And have that whole thing that went down to MLK.
Not the square.
Yeah, it was
going to
start it.
Originally, that is what we said.
Originally?
From Citizen Circle
right.
To the square across that parking lot over by the courthouse to Tuscarawas. That was my understanding of it.
Oh, no. There's two of them. That's the North-South Green Linear Park.
Right.
And that one, yeah.
From Citizen Circle.
Right, from Citizen that's Circle. What, and then there's one that goes from the square west on 40. Of completing a sidewalk. Once you get over the bridge, then it was to widen out and get all the way to...
Well, the streetscape on Broadway was completed all the way to 40.
Right.
And then from there, it's just on sidewalks.
Yeah.
They did talk at one point about a little strip there that they were going to...
Yeah, we were going to take and widen it through there.
I don't think they did.
We'd come in, there was like one lot they hadn't completed. They didn't... There was problems with buying it out.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to run from Dollar General east to Northwest 7th Avenue. And then it would go toward what is called Parkside Garden. Now that's the one that I remember.
Okay. It's the same thing. It's the piece of property. They were going to do a little, they called it a little linear park.
Right.
Yeah. Right there on State Road 40.
Mm-hmm. Basically you're just taking a wider right. sidewalk plaza, putting in like an 8-foot sidewalk, mm-hmm. and then carrying it all the way down. There's a track. Yeah, I did the plan on it.
Yeah, they never
did. Then it just
dropped. We just studied it.
Yeah,
that's studied. So unlike us.
All right, special services, cultural arts. We've got the art park project that's moving along well. Staff along with the artists were out today hand selecting stone to get a good quality stone to finish up the project. If you haven't been by their arch, you can see the arch and the meandering wall, but that's moving along good without any hiccups so far. First Friday Art Walk, that's wrapped up. That was a good season this year as far as participation and attendance increased over last year. Last year we had inclement weather, so that impacted it quite a bit. Max, the Magnolia Art Exchange, just hosted an open house this week, and that was attended well. That's the proposed art incubator at the train station. Mm-hmm. And we've got an event, sculpture fair, that's slated for February 11th.
Is that like the one
with
the
new
last?
Sculptures are coming into Tuscola Park.
Do we get tickets for that like last year or no?
Did you get tickets last year?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll get tickets this year.
Yay!
Discovery Center, the big project there is the elevator project, and it looks like the block concrete shaft is in place. So, what's that slated to be done?
I don't know. She just emailed me a timeline. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I think March or April.
So,
Blue Jean Ball.
Blue Jean Ball. I was going to wrap that in RDF, but Blue Jean Ball. Is there a flyer in there on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a flyer on everything.
February 12th.
Free.
Did I have
it right?
It's
only for seniors. I'm a senior.
It's around that date.
Is it 12th? February 12th.
It's the Blue Jean.
And that is the Rotary hosting that. That's a fundraiser for the Discovery
Foundation.
It's a lot of fun.
That's what everybody who's really been is. Says.
Mm-hmm. It's the place to be.
Especially if
we did that a little differently this year. In the past, we hosted it the Friday before the cattle drive, the Rotary Discovery Fest cattle drive, and it was just a lot of work. So, yeah.
Well, and it was the same night as the Golden Apple Awards.
Yeah.
So they're targeting a lot of the same people, so they decided to shift it to a different day.
As far as special events, we've got the Rotary Discovery Fest. It'll be held here in Tuscola Park, and the cattle drive that'll kick off at 10 a.m. come through the downtown square into Tuscola. That is on February 20th. And in addition to that, we've got this year we've got a national app that'll. Who is the guy?
William Michael
something. Yeah. He's playing
him.
He'll go on about 5:00. So staff's really gearing up for that. That event takes a lot of work. We start preparing for that well before light up, and we hit it hard.
Which one are you talking about?
The Discovery.
RDF.
Are you kidding?
About what?
That takes more work than Light Up Ocala?
Oh, no. We start before Light Up, but no.
Oh.
Yeah.
It takes about 6 months to plan it.
The cattle thing?
that's pretty much it.
Question with the revisions to the concert hall, the music hall.
Riley.
Who handles other musical guests that are interested in using the venue or playing in the venue?
They do. They have a person that, they have like an event coordinator.
Okay.
Pamela, or they have Debbie?
Mm-hmm.
Helps Pamela, but mostly Pamela Calero handles it. Also, 2016 is the birthday of Tuscola Park. It is the year when the women's club started envisioning Tuscola Park. It's not, we think it's sometime in 2019-20-ish that the park actually came to fruition, but we're going to celebrate in 2016 the centennial. So there will be a lot of events planned that are geared specifically towards that centennial celebration, including one in October, which will be in concert with the symphony.
There
and
is.
And what is it? What is the show? What is the movie?
Charlie Chapman.
Charlie Chapman. And the symphony will play to that. So it'll be pretty neat. So you'll hear more about that. That's not till October. But also Jazz on the Green is moving here to Tuscola Park. And hopefully they'll make it their permanent home, but it's going to be incorporated into the centennial celebration. Not that night, but
right.
The year-long celebration.
Very good.
So, what's happening? That's it. I think that's the big stuff. You know, we are still working on the Osceola Trail. At this point, our focus is from Citizen Circle south past the Customer Service Center. The drive-through for Customer Service Center has closed. It's going to remain closed. So that whole area is going to get incorporated into the trail. And then the Farmers Market is going to relocate just south of the Customer Service Center. I don't know if you've seen, they have been renovating that building where Survey used to be.
Kind of behind Hungry Bear? Is that
right next to the CEP.
The employee, where they had the employee parking lot and mm-hmm. stuff? Okay.
They have started renovating. It looks really nice. And then that's where the Farmers Market will go. And then just south of there is a little itty-bitty piece of property that we're going to use to develop our, we need one more pocket park in the downtown area to meet our master plan requirements. So we're going to make a little park there to support the farm market.
Why are we moving the Farmers Market?
Because we're going to be building a hotel there.
Right now we're breaking ground?
2017. So we're planning now to get it relocated.
And it's undercover.
Yeah.
It's under roof.
Partially undercover, and then we've got overflow
quite a bit
parking.
Quite a bit of it will be undercover.
And we've got overflow parking and walkable parking with the courthouse.
It's the old police compound. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, and then Survey worked out of there for so long.
Like if you kept going, you'd be at the conservatory? Like if you kept linear? No?
It's like right
do you know where
the
old credit union was?
Track.
Ocala Community Credit Union?
Do you know where CEP is? There.
No, I guess I don't.
Do you know where Ocala Electric is?
The old chamber building.
The old electric building. You're talking
okay, that's the chamber
one.
Building now.
Okay.
That's CEP.
And then there's...
Just west of that.
Yes.
It was an old open pavilion.
It's
yes.
close to Hungry
It's like right over
like
the
Hungry Bear sits here. Here's where the power plant is.
Yes.
It sits right here.
Here's a Cal Electric.
Everyone knows where Hungry Bear is.
And then this road from here, you used to be able to go both ways, but it doesn't.
You know where
they
have our next meeting there.
And you have to go.
You got a little drive through for
the electric.
The electric. Yeah, this road.
Just so you know.
That road is here,
both
right?
Ways. Yeah. This road is both ways.
But the road that ends up at this old drive-through, you have to turn left now. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't go in that parking lot now.
Like if you kept going, you'd drive through the old drive-through, or the new drive-through rather?
Of?
The electric.
The electric
that's
building
over
now?
Here. Where it's only one way.
It's the little
I'll
street
have
right
to
in front
drive
of it.
Okay,
right
so here's Osceola.
Inside the old utilities building. There's
right.
a big shed on the right.
On the right.
Just a shelter. where the old police impound was.
Exactly what
police
it is.
Department
I have spent so much time there. There. I don't know why
okay,
I've
look,
never seen it.
This is the customer service center where you pay your electric bill now. A drive through goes like this.
Yes.
Okay, this is Osceola.
Yes.
Citizen Circle, City Hall. Okay? If you come down Osceola, you dead end at that old little building there, and right next to that, across from Customer Service Center, is a big open pavilion.
What is this room?
Third.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll drive home that one. I don't know why I've never noticed
it. This is the CEP, City Hall, Wauwatula. Okay, it goes up here. This is City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
You go down Wauwatula, and then CEP sits right on the corner. You turn right, and then there's a road that runs in between here, too. It's right here.
And that's
and
where
the little park is right here.
On the back side of that, the west side of it.
It's going to be nice.
There's places to park?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of parking back there.
Yeah, you've got the parking with the chamber site. You've got the parking with the City Hall. You've got parking with the employee parking for the planning. And
I mean, on the weekends.
Because the market's on the weekends.
Yeah.
On the weekends.
It'll be empty. Although they're talking about possibly being open some during the week, too. We'll see. Because they have, it's covered now. You know, they have the ability to be open in different weather conditions. They're building restrooms there, so.
Any type of refrigeration truck or?
I can't remember.
Parks operation? I mean, recreation operation?
Oh, yeah. Irie. We have renovated the old fire admin building right up here next to the fire station. Fire admin outgrew it, and they moved over to the city complex, and so we renovated that facility, and that is where our recreation staff will have their offices. So Irie is in that building, and his four rec supervisors will also be staffed there. It'll be nice, because right now they're working all over the city, and it's hard for them to come together for any kind of synergy or planning, so... they still have centers to run, so obviously they're going to still be out and about at their centers, but it'll be good. They'll have Irie available.
We have a whole campus now, train station, recreation operations.
So if you're nearby, watch out. We might take over.
Parks campus. It's got to be center.
No, it's good, though. And listen, we have so many projects going on. We have just, matter of fact, maybe if you don't mind... Vicki, would you forward them the CIP list, the last report that we did? But it'll have, when you get it, it'll have all of the city projects on it. But pay attention to how long that recreation and parks list is, because it's we got a lot going on. It says a lot for the city council and city manager's office, the support that we have for recreation and parks in this community.
That's
good. Huge.
Maybe one day they'll learn that it's economic development.
Yeah, and you know, they do get it. John Zobler definitely gets it. City Council gets it for the most part, but it's a little tiring. But we're getting a lot done. It's good.
I don't know if anybody else made it to the Little River Band concert with the symphony.
I heard good things about it.
It was unbelievable.
With the symphony player.
It was really amazing. The acoustics in that building are amazing.
Yeah. My mom
was surprised
to see
you
a show, and she said it was.
It was, and I mean, everybody from Ocala was there. It was somewhat surprising, but it was a nice. They brought a nice thing downtown.
Oh, it is unbelievable. I mean,
it was an amazing night. Yes,
that whole renovation and what they were able to accomplish there,
and the quality of the product that they're bringing. It was really good.
That's one of the. Guys that had
and they had a bar.
Yeah, one of the guys that had contacted me is there, you know, it's a high-end group of Grammy Award-winning Cuban jazz musicians, and they've already had a, they're getting branded now actually as a, you know, a swing band or, a lot of people call swing dance center, you know, Myrtle Beach Shag, you know, type, that whole genre is just taken off. But it's now it's being heavily influenced by Cuban jazz, and these are the, one of the guys that used to be with Miami Sound Machine. And, but now they've taken it, you know, really hard jazz, and it's putting out huge sounds, but they're out of Claremont.
Maybe they need to come really? Jazz on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're of that.
You know, what's the name?
Yeah, the guy who has it, his name's Carlos Solis. I've got his email of all of his links,
yeah, and, don't mind and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, because he's trying to get his, you know, they understand, get out in the community and play.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they really want to stay in Florida as much as they can.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Board member comments?
I think we just did.
Yeah, I would say that was there.
All right, I will move to adjourn.
Yeah,
because you need to go home.
So move.
Wait, back to second. Get in bed.
Michelle has one comment.
You got to go back to work.
Simon Ponder, your member is...
Your membership is expiring?
March 1st.
So he needs to turn in...
An application ASAP.
I've done this before, you know. I've applied one time, but I said I keep applying.
New rules.
So we can keep you. Listen, the last girl that forgot to turn her application in, she'll be here next month. She had to sit out a year.
It has not been a year that she's been off. Has it been?
No, I think she took
6 months.
Jeff Busco
so.
Took her place, and then Jeff left, and she took his place.
Oh,
Yvonne Cruz.
The yard sale money. She has been gone a year.
No, she hasn't been gone a year.
I don't think so.
Probably 7 months or so. 6 months.
Yeah, we're adjourned.